saddle up. Come on. Coco.
Look at that cowgirl ride. Look at that cowgirl ride. Na 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 na. Giddy up now. Na 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 na. Hey.
Hey.
Saddle up. Get stupid with it. Saddle up. Saddle up. We gonna take this ride. Saddle up. Try it out. Saddle up.
Oh, we're going to take this ride. Oh, yes. It's Monday Night Madness. Got WB. The Waymaker.
Oh yeah.
That's exactly right. And we have a special guest on the Dios tonight, or Dios, however you want to place it. And that's Mr. Lamar Brace. Hey. Good evening, sir.
What up? How y'all doing?
Man, we do, look. Oh, it's getting real good. Hey, you know, 24 is going, I don't care what anybody say, 24 is going to be a magnificent year. This is going to be excellent. You know, I'm calling that. I'm calling it right now. Now, as usual on this broadcast, bear with us a little bit, Mr. Lamar Brace, because we will get back to you. We want to find out who, what, where, when, why, and how. When did you get started? Okay. When did you start singing? When did you know you were going to sing? When you knew that you had that it factor, you know what I'm saying? But before we do that, we always on this broadcast, we like to acknowledge recording artists as yourself that has graced the airwaves here. And so if you bear with us, because some of our favorites, you're going to have the stage right after this. But we need to acknowledge these people, okay? And at top of the chart, oh, my goodness, is this? Oh, that's Songbird Ivy.
That's it.
Man, this is Culture Echoes.
Understanding is what
I need
between you and me. You played your part so well to everybody else but me. If what they say is true, I'd walk a mile in your shoes, and that will hurt you and do you like she did.
What's up, St. Louis?
She's no longer in your life.
Amazing stuff, man.
It's me, and I love you. It's gonna take some time to open up.
This is where talent meets the world.
So let go.
Come on, man.
Trust me.
Wonderful stuff, yeah.
It gets gooder and gooder.
And good. I hear the buzz.
I won't hurt you and do you like she does.
Come on, man.
If faith is what you need, I'll give it to you. Don't make me pay for what I didn't do. Just believe, we'll make it through. It's time to close the Baltimore. Tell me what I gotta do to make you smile. She's no longer in your life. She like should that. Pass now.
Okay, we need to make a special announcement here because we were graced. This young lady came on, I think it was on Cultural Excellence. Was it Waymaker?
Absolutely, yes.
And like Waymaker said, this is where talent meets the world. And we've had some amazing artists on. We've had, did we have Bell Omar on once? Was Bell
not on? Bell, not on Cultural Excellence. You done had him on Thursday night.
Okay, all right. We had, let's see, Dr. D, Lady G. We had Karen Wolf. Woo! Yeah. Why not Ross? Jay Shanae, Breeze, Al Davis. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a show that was. Sedasia, Songbird, Shavana, Wild Bill, James Red, Captain Jack, J.L. Thompson, Sugar Daddy, the Creep Squad. Now, they didn't come, but we'll get them later. Summer Wolf.
Yes, that voice.
You're talking about the Whistle Register. I mean, this, she's absolutely amazing, amazing. Let's see, Sheila, Kenny Wayne.
Yep.
Help me out. Mika. Oh. You know I love Mika. Oh. D Maestro. Taiwan. Yeah. We've had Gita Jones on. Kai.
Yes. Yeah.
Ladies Miss Aretta. Miss Aretta.
Ramona Rush.
Let's see. We had Miss Coco on also.
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Cunny.
That's right.
Master T. I can't wait to see him perform at our birthday.
At our birthday party. You know
man,
what?
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be epic.
And, you know, and my sister, Emma, her birthday is the, was it 20th, Emma? 20, you know I'm bad at birthdays.
21st. Day before mine.
The day before yours is what, the 22nd?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
What month?
February.
My birthday was yesterday.
My birthday was yesterday.
Well, won't you? Happy birthday, my friend. So why don't you come down to College Park? Is that in Georgia? Right?
Magnolia College Park. Lounge.
That's right. Magnolia Lounge on the 24th. There's going to be a birthday celebration, ladies and gentlemen. Look, something that you never have witnessed before in your life. You want to do that, and you want to get some tickets to get in there. Okay?
Absolutely.
You want to get some tickets to get in there, and that is February the 24th, 2024, Magnolia Lounge in Georgia. Ladies, and is that
get
now College Park?
Get there early because it's packing out. Get there early.
Look, I'm already early. You know, a Waymaker?
Yes.
You ain't gonna be. Look, I'm gonna promise you in advance.
What's that?
I can have my outfits ready. I might even change at halftime.
Ain't no damn halftime, but you gonna change.
I'm gonna make it a halftime. I can divide my knife in half if I want. If I go
man,
and change,
man, we ain't gonna stop no parties.
I didn't tell you stop nothing.
Gonna be changing, y'all. Y'all just hold on a minute.
Hey, right, let's do this right now. Be right back. This jam. Oh. Woo. This one. Is this Miss Key? I think this is Miss Key. Cultural Essence, y'all. It doesn't get any better than this.
We can't get relaxed, y'all. What's up?
Let's do this.
LeBron breaks on the wheels of steel, y'all. He's right here.
You got the real Blues Brothers. We're on a mission. Come on. The club was going down. It was so fat and fine. Pull over to the side. I'm VIP, so the bouncer was the slide. I'm moving through the crowd. We're taking it to the people in 24, y'all. We're bringing it to you. And there were ballers all around. But I was looking for you, babe. Tonight I'm such a lady. This man don't think I'm crazy. Cause I'm trying to have his babies. Step on the screen, what's up? This man is training me, y'all. And said, what's it gonna be? I said, boo, come on home with me so I can show you some things that you might not have seen. I'm practicing on my dance moves already. Look. I got started before the party got started. I'm ready, bro.
We're gonna have a soul train line in the parking lot.
Sure. Started in the street. Let's stop traffic. Pulled up to where I lived. My neighbors were cool, sweet, chill. The top was going fine, but boy, I need miles. I turned the key to the house. He pulled me straight to the couch. He slipped my Vickers off and said, so good, it ain't even fair. It ain't fair.
It's the King of Stellar Blues, Judy Jones. And we back.
Uh-oh.
We back like somebody hairline.
Yes, I did, Wade.
You represent for all them country boys.
You did.
No, yes, I did.
No matter where you at, raise one.
Oh.
Cause we've been to represent.
If you ready, I'm
come
ready.
On.
So let's rock steady.
Come
we
on.
Ready, we ready.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it. Better not waste it.
Come on, my God. Gina Jones.
Oh, yeah. She likes them country boys from Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we just so happens I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
I'm moving to Alabama. Is that what it takes? Come on. Nine. Whoa. This thing rocks. Come on.
Oh.
Hey. Country Boys, was that ooh. Al Davis, Taiwan, and Gita Jones? Gita Jones. Man, look, I tell you what, we do this on purpose each and every Wednesday on Cultural Excellence, especially if we have recording artists on. But we'd like to honor the artists. I just named off a couple of dozen artists that have been with us, shared their music with us, the fun, the laughter, and everything that goes along with it, because Cultural Excellence is a special program. Cultural Excellence is about excellence in music, art, entertainment, business, and education. And we have all of the, and have had all of the above on air with us. And we want to welcome to the set right now, recording artist, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lamar Brace. Mr. Brace, thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate this, my friend. And like I said, and after this program is over, next week, we're going to play some of your music in the preset, I mean, in the very beginning. But we really want to let the artists know they have, and these were just, that was just a few of them. And if I couldn't go through all of them because we wouldn't have any time to have a conversation with you. So... Mr. Brace, thank you so much for coming with us. I think that before I ask any questions, I think we need to drop one of your songs. What do you think about that?
I mean, you actually played a song I remade in the beginning.
And that song was?
got my whiskey. Mayweather's family gave me the permission to remake that song.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I emailed it to you. You got it.
And I played it.
No, you played Mayweather's version.
Okay. Well, guess what? I have several hits by you that we're going to play. And so I'm going to drop the first one first, and then we'll come back and let's conversate.
Okay.
And I've heard this song before. And as a matter of fact, it was already on my list before I even met you.
Rock all night long.
Yes, sir.
See, if y'all just pay attention, I'm going to show you how a grown man put it down. Listen. Got a call from this woman late last night. Asked me what I was doing, if I could come and rock it right. With no hesitation, I said, I'll be over. The kind of love that I'm going to give, she's going to lose her composure. When I got through the door, all bets were off her. I didn't know if she liked it hard or if she liked it hard. No time for foreplay. She was feeling all my manner. She said, show me what you gotta do, what you can.
Can you rock me, baby?
Just rock me all night long.
Can you rock me all night?
She said to me,
can you rock me, baby?
Hey, yeah.
Can you rock me all night?
She said right here,
can you rock me, baby?
She asked me,
can you rock me all night?
She was calling me out, dog.
Can you rock me, baby?
This little girl. Yeah.
Can you rock me all night?
You know
night?
I wasn't going for that. Listen. Now we're breathing hard in heaven. Taking no breaks. Before I tell the story, let me make no mistakes. She was so fine. Can't be beat her. Kind of woman that's a freak in the bedroom, but a lady in the street. I said, slow down, baby, it ain't going nowhere. When I lay it on the line, I leave it there. It's 4 a.m. in the morning, started about 1. Told her I would rock it right, said it enough. Had a moaning and groaning, speaking in tongues.
That's real deep.
That's a grown man thing.
Can you rock me all night?
Oh, this.
Can you rock me, baby?
I don't think that young girl was ready for what I had for. So I had to take it back on and I said, can you rock it to the waist?
Can you rock me
I
all
to
night?
The woman that I love the best.
Can you rock me, baby?
She said to me,
can you rock me all night?
I had to tell her one more time, y'all.
Hey. Can you rock me, baby?
Can you rock me to the waist?
Can you rock me all
to
night?
The woman that I love the best.
Can you rock me, baby?
The brother said you might need a cigarette later. Yeah, Lamar, we caught all of that. We caught it, brother. Hey, man, thank you and welcome you. And welcome to the bug.
Speaking in tongues and all of that.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, and they heard it too. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Wrote it.
Huh? You wrote that?
I wrote it.
Oh, man, you jumping my question before I even ask them. Hey, this is really good, man. As a matter of fact, Lamar, I've been a fan, for several months now. Somehow I ran across that particular song. Okay. And I've been playing it and I even have it in my rotation. Waymaker, When it goes into that rotation, that means it's in the Buzz Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely.
I had already dropped the mic on that before I even knew he was coming on.
Wow.
This is amazing stuff. Mr. Brace.
Yes.
Got to ask you this real quick because we're going to get back to more of your music here. You start singing at the age of how old?
Ooh.
Yeah, sir.
Man, my family was like the Jacksons, man.
Speak up, please. Turn your volume up on your computer, whatever you're listening, right? Because I have one of my favorite fans out there in Maui. That is Miss Jackie. She said, "I can't hear the guests. I can't hear the guests." And so we want to hear you, man.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little bit better. Whatever you were doing, keep doing that.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter. At what age did you start singing?
I was 10. I was about 10 years old when I started singing.
Yes. Okay. And when did you realize that you could sing? When did you have the confidence to say, "Hey, look, I got this"? I'm sorry. Say it again.
11 years old.
So 1 year you say you start singing at 10, and at 11 you say, "Hey, I think that's pretty good progress."
I kind of knew that.
You should do that. Did do you have singers in your family? Your mom, dad, cousins, sisters, brothers, or are you
whole family sings?
Your entire family sings.
Whole family sings. Yeah.
Oh wow! Now okay. You know what? I'm going to save some of my questions because I have a whole bunch of them right now. I want Waymaker jump in before I jump into a couple more of your songs. Okay, I just don't want to dominate this. Waymaker, what would you like to ask?
Mr. Lamont Brace, why did you go into singing Southern Soul music? Because you have a variety of different categories you could perform at. What's attracted you most to Southern Soul?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't get into Southern Soul until 2018. Okay. I didn't know about Southern Soul, but I used to sing with Anthony Hamilton's band in Charlotte, North Carolina. So they turned me on to Southern. They were like, "You ever heard of Pokey Bear?" And I was like, "What is a Pokey Bear?" I didn't know nothing. But one thing I liked about it, when I researched it, I come from D.C., where I come from, the land of go-go, which is a culture. And I started noticing with this Southern Soul Blues thing, it was a culture. Right. That's what attracted me to it.
Right. Absolutely.
And I like the style of music.
Yes, it's very, very authentic. And one thing about Southern Soul, I have found out, if they like you, they like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that is really sexy as far as Southern Soul that's really attracted me to it because it's about feelings of how people feel about you. Mm-hmm. Also, if you had to tell, how long have you been in the industry? Let's just say that.
About like 4 years.
Okay. Is that all?
So
that's it.
Wow.
So in 4 years, what would you give artists that's just coming out as we speak? What advice?
I mean, you gotta have to keep your work ethic. With Southern Soul, you gotta bring it to the stage. You most live is the thing. So I most definitely tell them. Because you can go in the studio, but I tell them, I say you might want to make sure your live show is on point.
Absolutely.
I say just keep a positive attitude. And be patient.
Yeah. Because a lot of them get in this game and they think because they go in the studio, they automatically going to be a King George. Even King George took a number of years to get to where he is at.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to continue to grind and you got to shut up the naysayers. You know what I'm saying? So I have had the pleasure of seeing your performance and you are a entertainer.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay, while I'm still rolling, Mel Waiters. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of being in time with Mel Waiters when he was coming up before he got my whiskey, whatever. I used to go listen to him every Sunday evening in Gulfport, mm-hmm. Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So what attracted you to go after his death, sadly? Hey, we lost that champ. What attracted you to go and pursue his music and redo it?
All right. I used to travel on the road professionally. While I was out there, I met Mel Waiters one time. And when I met him, he was one of the nicest guys I met. He was like, hey, I didn't know who the man was. He didn't care about that or nothing. But I met him one time. And I noticed when I got into Southern Soul, Got My Whiskey, Hole in the Wall, because I remade Got My Whiskey and Hole in the Wall.
Oh.
So, yeah, I sent both of them to y'all. So the thing about it was, I noticed everybody was singing it and everybody was playing it. I had to ask, who has remade this? They were like, nobody. I said, y'all got to be kidding me. So I'm in affiliation with Music Access. Mel Waiters did his last CD with Music Access. So that's how I was able to get, they went and got permission from the family legally for me to remake the song.
Oh, my.
I mean, the songs.
So his whole catalog, you could remake any of those?
If I went next, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. You know what? Let's see. Is it Miss Key? Oh, she wants to know how the link to get in. Miss, shucks, man. We'll talk about this. Got a question for you on the way back. Speaking of Mel Waiters, and I want you, have you recorded this one? This is my jam, dude.
No,
you got to do it. You got to do it. This is a jam. Come on, bro. You can. I know you can do it.
Johnny Taylor, still the favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Bland, still the blues.
This is cultural excellence.
$5 you've got to pay.
Just
a jukebox and no DJ. Just a jukebox.
Man.
And no DJ.
If I walk in the club that's playing, I'm dancing before I get to the table. I promise you that.
Something about this room.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
WB, I bet y'all get more dances than you do on the 24.
I bet you won't.
Waitress, please.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't. I will drop these headphones and drop it right now.
Music's loud and everybody dancing. Yeah,
it's a hell of a party.
A hell of a party up in here.
Come on.
Oh yeah. You gotta stand in line to get a drink.
Come on.
You gotta wait outside.
Woo.
Just to get a peek. Everyone loves a smaller club.
Oh.
You might meet someone there. The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
Woo!
The dance floor, you can barely move. The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Yes, it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move. Johnny Taylor is still the favorite. And Bobby Bland, still the blues.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. $5 you've got to pay. Just a jukebox and no DJ. Just a jukebox and no DJ. Beer can on the table. Cigarette smoke in the air. Yes, it is. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
That's
There's a hell of a party.
There's a hell of a party up in here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Yes, it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Backed up in here.
Yeah, they up in here, pal.
But what I want to know is, how does all those people get on that small dance floor?
They get out there, man.
They're waiting outside in front, trying to get
hell
in line,
too, you know?
Just to get a peep to see what's going on up in here.
Yeah,
but it's on. Let me tell you again.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room.
Something about this room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Oh, we're back. I am interested, Lamar. Mm-hmm. Your relationship, and you talked about it a little bit. Male Waiters, one of my favorites, when we start mm-hmm. talking about Southern Soul, how did you get connected with Mel?
I'm affiliated with Music Access. Mel Waiters' last CD he did was under Music Access.
Okay, turn your mic up, please. Access, I want to hear more about this. Turn your mic up, please.
I got it like a fool. I don't know what's going on. Hold on a second. Might need to do this. Hold on a second. Let me try this. This might work out better.
You're sounding better right now.
How about now?
Okay, continue.
Is it better now?
Much better.
Okay. All right. Like I said, Music Access. I was under Music Access, and Mel Waiters did his last CD under Music Access.
Okay.
So when he did that, the owners got in touch with Mel Waiters' family. I never got to see Mel perform live. I met him one time.
Wow.
So I didn't really have a relationship with Mel.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay.
But I got my Whiskey Hole in the Wall, and I wanted to remake those.
Right, but and you got permission to do that, and you did. Oh my goodness, mm-hmm. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Now,
but I mean, right now, brother, I got like 25 songs out myself.
And you know, and look here, I have 10 of them here, and we're gonna get through all of them. The ones that you sent me, those are the ones we're going to play. Did you have any professional training? Is it all net? No. Let me back up 1 second. You say you have a whole family of singers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many brothers do you have?
3.
How many sisters do you have?
1.
Okay. Do all of them sing?
Every last one of them.
Ooh, I'm loving this already. How about mom and dad?
Both of them.
Okay. How about grandma and grandpas?
They sing. I got cousins that sing and everything else. Man, we're a singing family, brother.
And where are you? And what state are you in?
I'm in North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so did your family, have you always been in North Carolina or did you migrate up from somewhere else?
No. We started out in DC, but when I came to North Carolina, I was primarily raised with a little county called Union County.
Never heard of it.
We had Calvin Richardson, Casey JoJo, all of us grew up together.
In that little place?
In that little place. We all were there. You know, Fantasia's related to Casey and JoJo, Labrato. Oh. They're saying, she got that. All of us knew each other growing up.
Oh, you serious right now?
Mm-hmm. Me and Calvin Richardson stayed in the same hood.
Waymaker. You know, this is, like you said, this is where talent meets the world. And we are committed to bringing this amazing talent across
the United States and around the globe. Before I drop one of Mr. Brace's next jams here, what do you have to say?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yes, sir. You're the waymaker.
I thought you were still talking with Mr. Brace. I'm so excited about having Lamar on tonight and the exposure that he's getting tonight. This is an opportunity. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, Lamar, but if you ever wanted to perform in Australia, you're performing right now. They hear you. South Africa or any country or country that you want to ever thought about, because this is global. So I'm elated to have the opportunity for me and WB to introduce Lamar Brace to the world, because only you will determine your destination.
Exactly.
I think that's
my hat goes off to you.
And with that, thank you. Mr. Brace.
Come on.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A party going on, y'all.
Come on.
Lamar Brace. Woo, Lord. I'm going to need everybody to get up and listen to the story about it got buck wild last night, y'all. On fire, nobody wanted to leave, nobody was tired. My crew had a round of Hennessy, we had Jack on deck. Y'all wouldn't believe what happened next. Things got freaking wild, loud dances for all my boys. All the girls looking back at it. Stars.
Ooh, they my
the
witness.
Fellas in VIP,
yeah, they my witness.
Drinks the only,
ooh, they my witness.
Hands up everybody now,
yeah, they my witness.
Let's party for a minute,
ooh, they my witness.
You know you're looking good,
yeah, they my witness.
When you stand up in it now,
ooh, they my witness.
Part two, you're gonna love it, and everybody's on 10. Don't turn down, just turn up, about to get it in. Let the foreplay begin. Yes, things got freaky and wild. Lap dances for all my boys. All the girls looking back at it. We had to bring the noise.
When you're parking lot
pimping now.
Yeah, they my witness.
Drinks at the bar.
Ooh, they my witness.
Ladies dropping low.
Yeah, they my witness.
Let's go far.
Ooh, they my witness.
We got a stormer like we're walking now.
Yeah, they my witness.
Bring it on. That's the way the party goes down, y'all. Ladies, you know I love y'all. Yo, fellas, keep it tight, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Lamar Brace in the house, Southern Soul style. We about to rock, yeah, we about to rock. Hey, yo, LB, come on back and sing that thing.
Tell the ladies at the bar.
Yeah, they my witness.
Ooh, y'all my stars.
Ooh, they my witness.
The fellas in VIP.
Yeah, they my witness.
Drinks the only.
comes a time in every man's life that he gotta pay respect to his main lady. Some of y'all can run around here and have this woman and that woman. But the song up is about this woman of mine. Not nobody else's woman, just my woman. And if you sit right down, I'm gonna tell you a little something about her. Listen right here. Can I tell y'all about this woman? Keeps a smile on my face. I can always depend on her. Anytime, any place. Never disrespectful. As a matter of fact, a lady indeed. I can go on and on about her. She's got eyes just for me. Yeah. Oh yeah, she makes it all better. Do y'all mind if I take my time and tell you about this woman? Let me tell you, she holds it down. Not in any way selfish, no. A freak in the bedroom, a lady of the town. Words can't express how I feel for her. That's the reason why she makes me sing, yes. She keeps me coming back for more. She's the drug, I'm her fiend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She makes it all.
Some of y'all fellas out there know what I'm talking about right now. This woman, yeah.
She makes it all better.
Make me want to go to church and tell you right now. Yeah, yeah.
She makes a difference.
When I met her, I knew she was the one. Yeah. She got my back as well as got my front. Yeah, she do.
So sexy.
Her mama even likes me, yeah. Yeah! Nobody can take her place. Competition is second to none. God is truly sending me an angel straight from heaven, the skies above. All I need is a warm embrace.
South Carolina, down in Georgia, we down in Florida. Every time you see my team, it's a movie scene cut up. Me and my squad, you know we ready. A little something like that rock steady. Now you my dream. Girl, do you smoke? I'm only asking, baby. I just want to love you better. Don't be some trouble that I can get in. I call my fellas, lady.
Cultural Excellence right here on The Buzz featuring Mr. Lamar Brace. Matter of fact, Mr. Brace, I just got a text in. The audience is loving your music. Now,
tell them I said thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we have played. Let's see, what did we play? Okay. The last several songs, how many of those did you write?
All of them.
All of them. That.
And I play bass. I play bass and drums too.
You play bass and drums. And did you start playing instruments at an early age? And how did you incorporate both of those talents?
Well, music has always been a passion. I tell everybody your passion will make way for your progress.
Okay.
So I got involved and I just, you know, I always, you know, been musically inclined. So. Just started doing it.
Okay.
I literally learned how to play bass from a book.
Oh, that's incredible. You played bass from a book.
Yeah. I learned the notes from a book. Like, you know, they got the notes on the bass in the book. And I literally took it from there. And I didn't take no lessons.
Okay. Man, you've got to turn your mic up. I need to hear you louder.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
hold on 1 second. Let me,
how about now?
Okay, let me check something out here.
I got my stuff up, too, though.
keep talking.
Can you hear me now?
Keep talking.
Check one, two.
Okay, you're fine.
I'm good now?
Okay. I think you're fine. Let me adjust my headphones. And keep talking. You learn how to play bass from a book. So that tells me something about your dedication to music.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as that is concerned, you say you play bass, you play drums. Now, do any of you in your family... Do you guys sing gospel music? Did you come up in the church singing music. You're nodding yes up and down, right?
My dad was a head deacon.
I'm absolutely loving this. You know, we make so many of the artists that we showcase. There is a direct connection, and I think there's only maybe one artist or so that didn't really come up through the church, in the church, or, you know, singing gospel music. So let's talk about your dad being a head deacon. Did you guys record anything, any gospel music together?
Oh, yeah. We had a gospel group called the Brace Boys.
The Gratefuls.
No, the Brace Boys.
The Brace Boys.
Brace Boys.
Now, can we find any of that on Spotify or YouTube?
Absolutely no. Yeah, you can't.
We didn't go that far
with it.
Okay. Now, mom and dad, do they still sing?
Both my parents are deceased.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And my mom died 1 year, my dad died the next year.
Now, let me ask that, any of your siblings or cousins or anyone in the family, did they start recording music as well?
Casey and JoJo are my cousins.
Whoa! I know who they are.
Jodeci? Yeah.
Women, hold it. Now, did all of you cats come up from the little small town that you're talking about?
Monroe. You know how Calvin Richardson calls himself Mr. Monroe?
Yes.
He's talking about Monroe, North Carolina.
Monroe, North Carolina, and never heard of it.
And Casey and JoJo were born in Monroe, North Carolina. I was born in Charlotte, but Casey and JoJo was born in Monroe, North Carolina.
And Jodeci?
Casey and JoJo are two brothers in Jodeci. The other two brothers were born in Charlotte.
That's incredible.
They got that singing water in Monroe. that good whale water.
Oh, this is too good.
You know that librato that sing, she got that fire.
Yeah.
Him and Casey and JoJo are half brothers.
Wow.
I've got
Casey, JoJo, and Librato on one of my lists here. That is absolutely incredible. And this is Monroe, North Carolina.
Yep.
So, you said it's a tiny... How tiny was it? Did you guys have a stoplight?
I mean, again, I used to visit there. I didn't grow up there. I used to visit there.
Oh, this is absolutely incredible. This is incredible. Hey, look here. Yeah. We've got a few more from you. And let's do this and come back and, ladies and gentlemen, hold on,
not to cut you off.
No, cut me off. Cool. That's okay.
Check it out. I'm going to tell you what song you need to play. And this song has been very controversial. I got a song called Left Hand Man. I know I sent it to you.
Okay.
The reason why I made that song, because if you Google it, ladies almost, 85% of ladies are more satisfied in the bedroom with left hand brothers.
I beg the difference.
Leave him alone. Mr. Brace, I think you're on to something.
No. I beg the difference. Okay?
You can beg whatever you want. I tell you what.
You can Google right hand, left hand, I don't care, but I beg the difference.
You can beg all you want. You must be right handed. No.
Innocent is not 100%.
Yeah, okay. I'm going along with our guests here tonight. Yep, absolutely.
85% of them are more satisfied in the bedroom with left hand men.
Okay, it sounds right to me. Okay.
But you got 15% that's not. Okay.
You know, I think we need to go to another song here. I'm coming up with left hand man. And look at, I will play that. I will.
Left hand man.
Lamar, hey bro, right on. I'm with you, bro. 1,000,000%. All right.
Lamar, I'll give him 115%.
I'll show respect to the ladies on this one. Yeah. It's sundress season, and I love the way your hips move from side to side. The way you look at me, baby, it makes me feel alright. Oh yeah. If I had the word to describe your beauty, yeah, that's it, baby. From the front to the back, girl, you're so legit, girl, and it feels so, oh yeah. Gotta pay respect to you, lady. Yes, I. Let me talk to you, baby. Do you feel what I feel? Yeah. Ooh, sit right down, baby. Let me rub the lower part of your back, baby. Let me pour you a glass of wine. Treat you like a lady. Oh, yes. After that, girl, we can do one, two, stay up. Yes, we can, yeah. Show you so many things, baby. Take a little love and land. Cause it feels so real to me. Yes, I'm right.
Oh, what a beauty. Got me cheese. Top notch, girl, you the reason. About your business, babe, with a bad body. Strut your thing, worry about nobody. So delicious, attitude vicious. Be my genie, grant my wishes. So tough, I'm like showing up. So classy, working your stuff. No secret, you that deal. Saucy with it, mass appeal. Diamond status, demeanor chill. No diggity, it feels so real.
Singing, man. It's your boy Lamar Brace. Just want to give my shout outs and thank you. I want to thank the Lord above. I want to thank my brothers and sisters, Tiger Donnie Phaedra. I want to thank Lasonda, Jasmine, Platinum One Entertainment, Southern Kings Entertainment, my boy Jay Rizzo for jumping on this track. Sam Engineer and all the musicians that helped me out. I got to thank the fans. Ladies, this song is for you. I do it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank the city of Atlanta. I want to thank Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to thank D.C. Definitely want to thank everybody that supported me. Y'all will be seeing me in the city coming to you real soon. Again, from the soul of the title of the album. We'll get it on all digital.
All right. Hey, we're back. Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence in music and art.